Before we jump into today's episode, I have something special for you. If you've been thinking about writing a book but aren't sure where to start, I want to personally invite you to my free Idea to Outline workshop. In this free session, I will guide you through the exact steps to take your book idea and turn it into a clear, actionable outline. It's time to stop feeling overwhelmed and start taking the right steps towards writing your best-selling book. The workshop's completely free, and you can sign up today by clicking the link in the show notes. I can't wait to help you bring your book to life. Now let's get into today's episode. Today we're going into the five most common mistakes business owners make when publishing their very first book. Now, if you've ever thought about writing a book that's going to boost your business, that's going to create more income, impact, and influence in your industry, these are going to be the pitfalls you want to avoid. So listen to this episode because it's a good one, especially if you're an aspiring author. Now, when I first published my book, The Six Pillars of a Rewarding Life, I learned a lot along the way, also especially about what not to do. Now, I realized that many of the mistakes I made, and I did make a couple, I will be honest, including not choosing the right categories, because ultimately the categories I chose were way too competitive. And this is really the case if you are writing your book and going at it alone. There are certain traps that you might fall into. So I want to save you from the headaches. I want to save you from the missed opportunities. I want you to become best-selling authors. So I'm going to give you these mistakes so that you can write a book that is going to set yourself up and set your business up for success with your book. So mistake number one is quite simple, really. It's focusing on the wrong audience. Now, one of the biggest mistakes we can make as business owners is not being clear on who the book is for. It's the exact same thing in your business. If you're creating offers, who's your offer for? You want to attract the right kind of people with the right kind of problems. So many people think that their book should appeal to everyone, but it is a trap. So trying to write for too broad of an audience usually means that your message is going to get diluted and it's going to end up resonating with no one. That's exactly the same in how you run your business too. You don't want to attract anyone. You want to attract a specific group of people. So you need to get specific. Your book should really target a niche, and that niche is going to align with your business. So who are your ideal clients? The people that you actually work with, who are they? What pain points are they facing? Write with them in mind, because that's going to make your content, your writing, way more engaging. And it's going to make sure your book becomes a powerful tool, because it's going to connect with your target market. It's going to connect with your audience, and people are going to actually naturally want to read it as well. So how can you avoid this? Well, before you start writing, I would suggest to create a reader persona. So visualize the ideal person who's going to benefit most from your book. And then you can use that visualization, you can use that reader persona to tailor your message and your tone directly to them. And if you focus on serving that niche, your book is going to feel more personal, it's going to feel more impactful, and it's going to hit the right readers. The second mistake business owners make is to simply treat the book as an extended business card. Now, I know I say that a book is a business card essentially, because it is, but a lot of the time we can make the mistake of thinking that that's all it is. And then we can think that it's something that we'd hand out to potential clients to establish our credibility. Well, there is some truth to that. The mindset misses the real potential a book holds, because a book can do so much more than showcase what you know and your knowledge and your credibility. It is really an opportunity to actually share your stories, share your experiences, share your solutions. And that is what's going to resonate, because what ideally you want your book to do is to spark meaningful conversations. Of course, you want it to generate leads and it's going to position you as an authority, but meaningful conversations is what's going to become a lot more powerful, because that's how you're going to be connected to the people reading it, to the potential clients, and even to your own clients as well. So how can you avoid treating your book as just an extended business card? I want you to think of your book as a standalone value pack asset. It should offer something beyond of what your clients already get from you, from your website or your marketing materials. And what I mean by that is the real life stories that are too long to share in Instagram or too long to share in emails. So think about that, because those real stories, those in-depth stories, that's what's going to create the meaningful conversations. And then you've also got the actionable advice inside your book, which is going to make your readers feel like they're actually getting something exclusive, because they've read your story, they know what you've gone through, and they know how that problem has been solved. So they're going to look up to you and they're going to actually love your book. And here's just also another tip as well. If you have current clients and you work, say, group or one-to-one, you can deliver a free book to them when they start to work with you. That's going to create a whole lot more value. They're going to feel so appreciative. And again, it's going to actually get them super excited that they have a book of yours and they're on that journey with you to help them have their problem solved. So don't just treat your book as an extended business card, because it's so much more than that. It's so much more in your current client's life and in your potential client's life. The third mistake I see, and it is a common mistake, is to rush the writing process. Now, as business owners, we tend to want to be moving at a fast pace, and it is a fast-paced world of business. Many of us are so eager to publish a book as quickly as possible. Unfortunately, it leads to rushed content, poor structure, and ultimately a really shit book that doesn't achieve the desired impact. It's more like copying what you have and putting it in and getting it done. Here we go. I want you to know that writing a book, it's an investment in your brand, and it's worth taking the time to do it right. By taking the time to do it right, I always say 6 months is enough time to do it right, because there is a plan, there is structure, but your book is a reflection of your expertise, and rushing it can lead to content that it's going to feel completely incomplete or poorly researched, and that can damage the reputation you have inside your business instead of boosting it too. So how can you avoid it? Give yourself a realistic time frame. Change how you think about writing a book. Now, a lot of the times when I speak to people, they think 2 years or 1 year is a good amount of time to write a book. I will always say 6 months. The reason why I say 6 months is because this is enough time to have that structure in place to go, yep, I'm getting my book done and this is what I need to do to make this happen. And I have that support and I have that ability to know exactly what I need in that moment. So, and that is why it's important, I believe, for business owners to invest in the actual writing process, in that coaching process, understanding what they need to do at the right time to write their book in 6 months. Because when people go at it alone, they'll write for a month and then they'll go back and start editing their work after a month. And then all of a sudden they've got five chapters that are just completely out of sync and you're 1 year behind and you thought you were going to publish it in 6 months, but it's not a race. And that's why allowing time for feedback and drafts and structure. And I know structure is one of those words that some people don't like, but whether you like it or not, if you want to become an author and if you want to do it in the time, in a 6 month timeline, you're going to need structure. So that's why it's always important, I think, to invest in the process. And that's going to allow you to have fun doing it. It's going to give you a chance to actually learn the skill of writing as well. But you also don't want to allow time or wasted time, because you can spend so much time doing the wrong thing. And that's what we do in Idea to Impact, is we help you become a best-selling author in 6 months. We focus on structure. We focus on accountability. We focus on living that amazing life that you want to live inside your business without sacrificing the time, the energy, without sacrificing lifestyle, business activities, all those needle-moving activities that you should have time to work on, because it's not about that. And it's the formula that I had that helped me write 3 books in 18 months while living a brilliant life, traveling around Europe, doing awesome stuff. So give yourself a realistic timeline. And I believe that begins in investing in someone, in something. So that is a way to avoid it. And mistake number four is failing to have a...
Just interrupting this episode with a quick reminder. If you want to become an author in 6 months and create more income, influence, and impact in your industry, then join the Idea to Impact waitlist. It's perfect for business owners and experts looking to become best-selling authors. Check out the Idea to Impact link in the show notes and we'll let you know when spots open up. Now let's get back to the episode.
Marketing plan. So let's say you've written your book and you're ready to publish. What happens then? Now, many business owners overlook the importance of not what happens just after the book, but what happens in the lead up to hitting that publish button, because everyone wants to hit that publish button. They think the book will somehow sell itself, but it's not going to do that. Now, even the best books in the world won't sell if no one knows about it. So people need to know. Marketing is crucial to getting your book in front of the right people. And without a plan, your book can just get lost in a sea of millions of other titles out there as well. So here's how to avoid it, is to start thinking about the marketing before your book is finished. You want to build hype during the writing process. You can share sneak peeks, take your audience on the journey with you. That is something that is so powerful for your audience. Like, let them know the milestones of where you're at. And If you have full structure in your writing and you know exactly what you're going to be doing at the next stage, you're super confident to actually continue to share it. And your audience, your potential clients, your potential readers, they're going to start seeing that happen. And they're going to actually be on that journey of your book when you're writing it. So have that plan in place and continue to update your audience on the process as well. And don't be also afraid to get them involved in the cover design process and all that kind of stuff too. So that is something that's going to really leverage your expertise, your, yeah, I'm writing a book kind of attitude, and it's going to help with the marketing, and it's going to help have an incredible book launch, because you also want to have an awesome book launch. And just really reach more readers and reach more potential clients, because that leads now into mistake number five, which is not leveraging your book for business growth. So once your book's published, many of us make the mistake to view it as the end of the process. It's like, yeah, we celebrate the launch, now we move on to the next project. But we're missing the bigger picture here. Your book is the tool. Your book is the tool for that long-term growth. And it shouldn't just sit on a shelf gathering dust after the launch. Use it to build relationships. Use it to spark meaningful conversations. Use it to book media appearances, podcasts, so many other things. Repurpose the content. You can repurpose it into blog posts, whether you even host a podcast. I host this podcast, and basically everything I talk about on this podcast comes from my book. So it's so important to actively leverage your book for business growth. Give your book out to people. Ask readers for reviews. Offer additional resources, free chapters, anything that's going to really help people know more about you and know more that you have a book. So that is the end for this episode. Publishing a book is a game-changing move for any business owner, but it's only done right by having a strategy behind it. And that's what's going to help you make your book shine. It's going to help you make your book drive real results, drive real impact, and create more income, impact, and influence inside your industry. So thanks for tuning into this episode. If you're ready to publish a book that doesn't just sit on the shelf, but actually grows your business, and if you want to invest in the actual process, join the Idea to Impact waitlist. It's in the show notes. You've heard it all throughout the episode anyway, but grab that free book writing starter kit, because it's actually going to really help you get excited on your book idea and to start writing your book. So it's all available in the show notes, but until next time, I'll catch you on the next episode.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you're ready to take your book idea to the next level and make a real impact, check out the show notes for a direct link to our Idea to Impact program. You'll find everything you need to know about how we can help you turn your book idea into a best-selling book. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Your feedback helps us reach more people on the journey to becoming an author. Until next time, we'll catch you on the next one.